Option safety.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is worth steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Go talk on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
What?!
今日本全土を新感覚さす俺たちが生む新感覚
まるで脳天カウントスタイルドライバーグッとくるリアルなやつアイスとガイダー腐った情報の異常な混雑無敵調な音楽届けるドラゴンラッシュプラスラッパカリアマジ半端ないガシ飛ばすぜよまたなしだ俺の辞書にはない限界21世紀目前奇跡起こす天才進化溶けた究極のジャパニーズバッグかなりうまくよ語りつなぐさらに深く先人は超高回転かつてない衝撃与える俺らの到来でいざ決戦だ欠点が一つもないメッセンジャー狙うは当然ジェピンこの大臣の音楽お前のこまで挑戦コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの腹がなくなるぞこの大臣の音楽お前のこまで挑戦コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ俺のやってるのはラブタクスは7タク和訳する必要はなく余る日本語を直に怒鳴る本物を送りの偽物が効いたなら即死冗談で生きてるわけじゃねえから聞いてる裁縫と外交本武器に会場の最高峰までのなす網膜じゃなく鼓膜に訴えかける音楽を創作ゴージャスにインフにフロートの不動の真髄一二三四ヒッピーいい感じにするため努力を惜しまずノーチョーク一日を余力残すことなく乗り切りたとえ進路も破壊し破壊し蘇り進む我が道朝からカーラバンに目を通す山田マンの男の魂込めたかったに Any kind of cue to the street 爆弾 Any kind of cue MC ラッパガリア天井限界のハウス壊すバリア奇想天外のマウスカオス蹴散らせいきます飛ばすか悪化するミュージックシーンにマウス手を取った俺ら最強とかすペン取ったライマ戦況焦がすネオギュボフ大将ガリアにサンドゲットも揺るがすアンデルグランド日本ジェンド巻き込むボード起こし持ち上げるぜオーバーグランド先駆者が気づいた音楽の土台役者は揃った格好の舞台特攻隊長無邪道なしよ次なる革命目指して進め今も大変人の音楽をお前の困る独占コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ今も大変人の音楽をお前の困る独占コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ
Once again,
日本を変える真の音楽賞お前の困る直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ日本を変える真の音楽賞お前の困る直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発の終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And you know what? It's only here, on WMFO in Medford. Yes. Tufts freeform community and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and you know, tonight I got stood up. Yes, stood up. It was supposed to be a training episode with two new WMFO DJs getting behind the board here of Studio A and learning the equipment. And then going on to get shows of their own. And, well, earlier in the week, I thought we had things arranged, but plans seems to have changed at the last minute. And instead of two new WMFO DJs at the board and me helping them, you've only got me. And I was so sure that they were going to be on the air playing their music for you that I didn't my theme was going to be training. And, well, we're still kind of be doing that, but it's going to be a little bit more free form, shall we say? Yeah. So, we started off this plastic sushi sound collage with a Japanese band, Dragon Ash, and that was a very hip-hop song called Deep Impact from their Lily of the Valley album. Although Dragon Ash is even more of a genre jumper, I'd say, than Denki Groove, another one of my favorite Japanese bands, because Dragon Ash just goes from hardcore guitar distorted rock to hip hop to electronic experimentation and ambient. Yes, that's what Dragon Ash does. And behind me, backing me up right now, is Lester Bowles and his brass band, Brass Fantasy Band. And this is a piece called 3 for the Festival. And, well, what festival are we talking about? Well, how about this weekend's Honk Fest, the festival of activist street bands that's playing in Somerville and Cambridge? They started up today, and they're going tomorrow and Sunday. Yes, the 13th annual Honk Fest Festival of Activist Street Bands takes place from Friday, October 5th through Sunday, October 7th, with a wide variety of events scheduled in Somerville and Cambridge. And Honk Fest features a socio-political activist perspective on things, with street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged do-it-yourself music. And all of the events are completely free and open to everybody. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit more in the show. And in particular, I prepared a rather long first set when I'd be taking our DJs around, showing them Studio D, where the live bands play, showing them our main offices and our record library, and then coming back here into Studio A. But we're not going to be doing that, as I said. But I've got a long set prepared for you while we would be doing that. And in that set, we're particularly going to have something that Chuck Urozina prepared for Honkfest, telling everybody what's going on there a bit more. And I'd also like to thank Chuck Yu for further inspiration. Yesterday, I was at the gym listening to his Lost in the Margin podcast from WMBR, our sister station, 88.1, first on your FM dial. And he also gave me a couple of more ideas. Like, I thought he was playing a Vivaldi piece about fall, but it turns out he was playing a piece by Bach. But that got me fired up, since we're having beautiful fall weather, to play Vivaldi's Fall from the Four Seasons. And also, David Rovix, who, well, used to be a kind of local artist. He now lives on the West Coast. But he's got a particular poignant piece about an environmental activist in Germany who died recently, tragically, while trying to defend a forest from getting cut down and mined for the coal underneath. And we've got David Rovick's piece in this next set. But we've also got a whole bunch of real short songs. We're going to hear from banjo virtuoso Earl Scruggs in the next set. We're going to hear a short classical piece by Richard Strauss. Yeah, that one. Some Ramones and some live Led Zeppelin. And we're going to finish with the Nigerian drummer remixed by Fatboy Slim. Yes, Baba Tunde Ola Tunji remixed in the 21st century with some clips from one of my activist idols, Malcolm X of the 20th century. So let's get your Friday night sound collage party going right now with some genre jumping, mixing up, starting with a Japanese band, of course, because this is a Plastic Sushi, and talking about another lovely fall activity, hiking. Yes. Genki Groove, hiking here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts 44. Radio. Plastic Sushi. Sound.
You can count on Slippery Pete.
traditional here that we'd like to ask Mr. Earl Scruggs to come up here and do for you before we leave you. One that we call the Cumberland Gap.
Sim.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Who is?
It's Tony, a friend of Tony Simons.
Yeah.
He's telling me to call you. The tomatoes are no good. They went bad.
Simons?
Yes. This son of a bitch is telling me to buy a bushel of corn and the cars. I don't need this. All the greatest catalabas.
Who is this?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Nico.
Who?
Nico, from Nico's Deli. I'm a good friend of Tony Simons. He told me to call you right away. Sam?
Yeah?
What are you doing? The tomatoes, they're dried up. They don't look no good.
Which tomatoes?
Oh, I can't tell about this, all of us. The tomatoes are about 7 by 7.5. It's Tony, Simons.
Yeah, bring it back here.
Well, so what is it with this Tony? What does he do? He says, hello, boys, don't play there. You're breaking the windows. Go play down there, black. Oh, that f***. Sam?
Who's this?
Sammy Snickers, what are you doing? You're selling me the tomatoes. They look at it like that. They're dried up the so tall friend of Sonny's. Sonny Samos. So like live this cat out of us or side of whatever. He's trying to sell me a corn in the c. I don't know how to do this corn in the c.
Expecting company.
You're really a dummy. They won't show me. Weekend in Davis Square, the 13th annual Honkfester will commence. This year, street bands are traveling from all across North America and Brazil to take part. One of the ideas behind Honk is the reclaiming of public space, and this they do wholeheartedly. All anyone has to do tomorrow is take the red line to Davis Square. As soon as you emerge from the subway, it'll be quite obvious that Honk has succeeded in reclaiming the space for music, art, and political activism. Ken Field is one of the founding members and organizers for the Honk Festival. He also plays in a couple of New Orleans-style street bands and happens to do a radio show. He gives an enthusiastic reason for his involvement.
One characteristic that is unique to Honk Fest is that it's an entirely non-commercial festival. So there aren't people selling crafts, and there are no sponsors who have big banners up. The spirit of the festival is not about making money. The spirit of the festival is about having the festival and having people come together who have this attitude about music, that it can be a tool to improve the world. Repeat what a good friend of mine, a New Orleans music producer, very well-known New Orleans music producer, said, that he said when he was watching all the bands set up in Davis Square getting ready for the parade, he said, this is the closest thing to Mardi Gras I've ever seen outside of New Orleans. And it's true. It's just so exciting to see all the bands out there and people getting ready for the parade. Very cool.
The music is loud, happy, and infectious. But beyond the free feeling of literally dancing in the street, there are a variety of progressive causes, from economic justice to climate change to ending racism, that gives the fun a sense of purpose.
I'm Dali Waller. I'm a Honk Festival volunteer. This is my fourth year volunteering. And tomorrow there's a fantastic parade, and I'll be a parade marshal.
Wow, so 4 years. What keeps you coming back volunteering every year?
Chance to wear funny clothes and dance in the streets.
And indeed you are. You're right out of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, lots of fun. It's very celebratory, and a lot of the bands also have a political bent, which in these times that we're living in, it's good to have a joyous way to protest.
Darlene, one of the volunteers from last year's Honk Festival. For more information, including the schedule of what bands are playing where at what time, visit honkfest.org. I am Chuck Rosina, along with Boston's own Dirty Water Brass Band.
You got the love I need, baby, more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you've got so much, so much, oh, so much.
We'll be right back.
We're going to turn now to David Rovics. He's got a new podcast that he does for Flashpoints out of KPFA, which is the Pacifica station out in the Bay Area, out of Berkeley, California. The original Pacifica station, as a matter of fact. David's been doing podcasts for them on a weekly basis, and his latest one is called Death in Hambach Forest in Germany, in which he talks about the situation happening there and then does a song about it. So we'll hear from that from David right now.
Hello, this is David Rovics with a special edition of the podcast This Week with David Rovics. Death in Hambach Forest. Last Wednesday, a young journalist named Stefan Mein fell through a little bridge connecting the canopies of two trees, and he died of his injuries. Most people will probably never know the name Stefan Mein, or Hambach Forest, and if they do, it will be from some 30-second news story on TV that will provide no useful context. A collection of people have been trying for the past 6 years to prevent the last remaining trees of the Hambach Forest from being logged. I've been there many times to entertain the troops. The forest has been steadily reduced year after year since 1978 in order for a giant energy company to mine the lignite coal underneath it. For 6 years now, local people and others around Germany and elsewhere in the world have been forming encampments within remaining areas of forest land. The tree sits, made of recycled materials, climbing ropes, and zip lines, are familiar sights for anyone who has been involved with forest defense in North America and many other parts of the world. And every year, the police raid the encampments to clear them of people and destroy everyone's belongings, also something very familiar to people conducting such actions in other parts of the world. What has happened thus far, every time the police destroy a camp, is people set up another one in the next area of the forest that's going to be cleared for the next round of logging and mining to take place in what is Europe's single biggest coal mine. The protectors of the Hambach Forest released a short statement after Stefan Mein fell to his death. In it, they immediately put his death into a global context, stating that Stefan was the 67th person in the world to die in 2018 in defense of the environment. They linked to a piece in The Guardian about the first 66 who died. Many of those 66 deaths involved people the media might dub environmental activists who were very directly killed by police or by armed thugs employed by an energy company. While Stefan Mein's death may not have been as direct as that, he absolutely belongs in this list of the slain. For anyone who has been involved on the ground in a campaign like the defense of Hambach Forest, this is obvious. But for those who haven't seen up close what goes on, here's the thing. There's a sort of escalation of tactics that takes place during a police raid. At each point along the way, both sides have decisions to make. Those trying to protect the trees have to constantly reevaluate their current predicament and decide what risks they're now willing to take to save the trees they're occupying. At each point, the police, or at least their commanding officer, has to constantly reevaluate the situation in terms of how much they're willing to risk the lives of the forest protectors in order to accomplish their goal of getting the people out of the trees. This is not a game, and anyone engaged in civil disobedience of this kind knows that, especially if they've ever done it before. It's often referred to by advocates as nonviolent civil disobedience, but the police around the world are generally unaware of the first word in that phrase, and people committing nonviolent civil disobedience actions around the world are routinely beaten or otherwise physically mistreated by police. This is true throughout the Western world without exception, including in Scandinavia, in case you're wondering. When people lock themselves onto trees, they know the police will try to remove them. When the police try to remove them, they know they are risking the lives and physical safety of the people in the trees. When the police take away ropes and other climbing gear, they know they are escalating the situation by doing so. When folks in the trees refuse to comply with the police, despite the fact that their climbing gear has been confiscated, they know they're now taking an increased risk. In one of Stefan's final tweets, he mentioned that there is no police tape in the canopies. He couldn't be on the ground doing his job as a journalist to document what was happening at the forest with police tape everywhere, saying it was a closed area and that no one could enter unless they were a cop. He chose, under the circumstances, to do his job from 20 meters high. Stefan Mein was not shot. He fell from a tree and died. For the people who loved him, this distinction is probably unimportant.
Thank you.
will not see a sign to indicate you're passing Europe's biggest late night mine. But if you get off the Autobahn, walk across the forest floor, you'll come across a moonscape. There are no trees anymore. There were hardwoods here for miles all around. For a thousand years, it was common ground. But what was once the burger vault is now a massive hole with giant diggers digging up the coal. In the Hambach Forest. What was once held in common in the 1970s was given away to the energy company, where once upon a time they gathered nuts and firewood. Now 10% remains of the trees that once stood. You can meet the neighbors who recall the days when they played among the trees before they were taken away. Finally, some of them began to organize. They couldn't just watch as the last tree dies. In the Hambach Forest. People came from all over to shut down the machines. They built barricades and tree sits and tried many different means to resist the corporation, to resist the riot cops, to try to do the things they could to make it stop. With each passing year, with each new camp people made, more tree houses destroyed, another floodlit nighttime raid, more confiscated climbing gear in conditions such as these. It was just a matter of time before someone fell from the trees. In the Hambach Forest. Hambach Forest. This has been a special edition of This Week with David Rovics.
Nightmare. There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.